closer to me because I'm only going to say this once.
Jackie Reed, Inside Her Story.
From our New York studios in Harlem, Jackie Reed, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Sybil. Good morning, Damon. Happy Friday, everybody. So, Tom, usually on a Friday, I like to have fun with a, you know, fun topic or guest. But there's something very serious going on in the Jacksonville community that needs our attention and really needs the world's attention. This Sunday, a Black transgender woman was found shot to death in Jacksonville, Florida. It is the third murder, Tom, involving a Black transgender woman in the Jacksonville area, and there is concern that a serial killer could be the culprit. But local police released a statement saying they don't think this is the work of a serial killer. I'm going inside her story with Equality Florida advocate Christina Kittle and Paige Mahogany Parks, director of the Transgender Awareness Project. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Paige, let me begin with you. Why do you feel that there is a serial killer at work here? Because I know you did an interview with a local television station or newspaper there, and you said that you feel this is the work of a serial killer. So why?
The reason I feel there's a work of the serial killer is because there's been three murders, not even 6 months apart from each other. And the coincidence is there has been a car, a white vehicle, that has been attached to these murders. And then they said it's a beige car. So if a white car is dirty, of course it's going to be looking beige. That's why I consider it's a serial killer on the loose here in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. And the crimes are all happening in the same area, 10 miles apart from each other. So, yeah, they're being targeted.
And Paige, you are a transgender Black woman. How do you feel about your safety at this point?
Well, I feel there's a target on my back as well as the rest of my transgender women of color here in Jacksonville. I'm scared to leave out of my home. And if I do get out of my home, I go to safe spaces where I know that I won't be targeted.
Well, Christina, let me bring you in here because you went to the city council to raise this issue. What type of reaction or feedback did you receive?
Yeah, first I just want to say I don't represent Equality Florida. I do work alongside them, but I'm with other groups that work specifically on sexual abuse and police brutality.
Gotcha.
So I went to City Hall and I brought it to their attention, and surprisingly, one of the council members did show concern, and he was the one to ask me directly if the community believes it's a serial killer's work. And my whole thing was, I mean, yeah, we believe it could be anything. We need the police to release a statement. They're supposed to be the experts on this, and they're supposed to be the ones to warn us. So they did show some concern when I brought it up to them.
So now I understand there have been reports that there's a strained relationship with the police mm-hmm. and with the transgender community there. Tell us a little bit more about that. Paige,
well,
go ahead.
Well, there's no relationship with the sheriff's department here. There's no relationship with City Hall here, the mayor either. I have written the mayor several times, gotten no response. Mm-hmm. I reached out to the sheriff's department to see what was going on with these unsolved murders of transgender women of color. No mm-hmm. response. So there's no relationship at all. They're just like, we're not even visible. We don't even belong in the community here in Jacksonville, Florida.
And Christina, what do you think yeah. is going on there? Why is there such a strained relationship?
There's always been a strained relationship with the police in Jacksonville, Florida, and marginalized groups. So, we've been trying to make ourselves known, make ourselves seen. We've been holding rallies for education on what it means to be transgender and what it means to be Black in the South in general. But it seems to be going into somewhat of an echo chamber. So, for example, one of the things that the cops keep doing that's a very simple thing that they can do is they keep reporting the deaths as Black men being murdered instead mm-hmm. of Black women or Black trans mm-hmm. women. And that takes away from it being a hate crime. So
right.
for them, it looks better to say it's, Black-on-Black violence or a Black man kills another mm-hmm. Black man. Or they don't even know that, but they'll put things out like that. And then they'll say... it'll be a man appearing to dress as a woman,
A woman,
so, yeah.
Men's gender,
they're being very
what they're doing.
So that hurts in the investigation. Mm-hmm. And just, I want to read the statement from the sheriff's office. It's not an act of disrespect. They're saying that when they refer to the victim by their legal names, they say as an agency, the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office determines the identification and sex of a deceased victim by using the victim's government-issued ID or that which is determined by the medical examiner. But still, you say very disrespectful to not only the deceased, but impeding the investigation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely it is. And, they're misgendering these ladies, regardless of what they see. They're still putting out in public that these are men dressed in women clothing. These are men dressed in a wig. But we're women. You know, we're transgender women. We're here. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
We've been here.
Isn't there enough of a similarity in this? I mean, I believe two of the women were killed in hotels or motels in the area, and some other things that seem to suggest a pattern. What more do they need? Have they said?
Well, one of the things, just regarding the misgendering and how they're conducting things, in 2009, federal law, it's Matthew Shepard James Byrd law, has stated that you have to, along with things like the Human Rights Ordinance for employment, Matthew Shepard James Byrd law states that we do have to respect gender identity. So, I mean, the sheriff's office could change their policy to match the federal law.
Do you think that this,
I don't buy that excuse.
Do you think that these murders are connected to other transgender murders in other cities that might be connected to this serial killer?
Well, I'm going to say
that's the thing that's disturbing. Like, we just don't even know. You know, like, obviously, the community that cares is seeing a connection. You know, we're seeing things like that because it's stuff that, like,
I just got a text that says two transgenders were killed in Cleveland, Ohio last year.
Well, let me say this because it is a national issue, Tom. Last year was the deadliest of violence against transgender people, 28 deaths. And this year alone, there have been 12 so far. So this is a national issue. But what's going on in Jacksonville definitely needs more attention. And I do want to, identify the names of the women that have been killed so far. It's, and you, Carl, correct me if I'm wrong, Celine Walker was the first victim back in February. Tasha English, is that how she says her name? Is that her name?
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and then Catalina Christina James.
And then there was another one that was shot, but she survived. But we can't release her name because of the legality reasons. But she was just shot a week ago, too, here in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely a target on transgender women of color's backs. Yes, it is.
Yeah. And you all had a rally last night. Do you feel you have the support, maybe not of the police, but of your fellow citizens? What was the turnout like?
Kristen, you can go.
Yeah, it was a great turnout. So the media reported about 150 people, which is big in Jacksonville. But it was a great turnout. But the really great thing was a lot of the LGBT organizations all across were present, and a lot of things like Women's March for Women's Rights were present, which is a big deal because some people still don't consider trans women women. They'll say they're not real women, or they say they're not regular women. They'll use language like that, and that's just incorrect. So it was very important to get the support of other groups that support women's movements.
If they have other information, if people, someone in Duval County is listening, how can they reach you all?
Well, they can reach me at CAPS, Transgender Awareness Project. It's a group on Facebook. Christina?
Yeah. If you reach Paige, you can reach me, too. But another group that I work with is called Coalition for Consent. We're also on Facebook. And then the other group that deals with police crimes with the larger community is the JCAC. That's the Jacksonville Community Action Committee.
Okay.
And let's not forget Stiletto Sisters is another trans organization here in Jacksonville. You can go check out their GoFundMe page, too. They support transgender women, getting them off the streets, trying to get them employment. The same thing that I do with my organization.
Okay. Christina Kittle and Paige Montgomery Parks, thank you so much for your time. And we're praying for you, ladies. Be safe.
Thank you.